But let's say at 50, you were the worst sinner in the world. You come to Jesus. You ask Him to forgive you. Come into your heart. Be your Lord and Savior. He washes away all of your sin, and He makes you a brand new creature in Christ. Now that by making you a brand new creature in Christ, you are now a new creature in Christ. And this is another one of those things about you have to learn how to identify yourself as to who you are in Christ. Now, if you identify with Him, knowing I'm a new creature in Christ. Now, just like Colossians 1 says, and this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. What was that secret? What was that mystery that was hidden that nobody knew? Well, He said it was Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now then, this didn't happen until 2,000 years ago. This happened when Jesus Christ came here to this earth, when He died on the cross, when He rose again the third day, after He went to hell and paid the price for you, and the Father poured out His wrath upon His Son, and that's how He made peace with the world. Because sin has to be paid for. Jesus paid for it, and He paid for it all. And when He became the resurrected Son of God, now then He is glorified and He is sent back to the Father in heaven after 40 days. But you and I, the same way, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we receive this magnificent Christ in us and we become a new creature in Christ. Christ is now in us. It says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. He was no longer counting man's sins against them, but was blotting them out. And this is the wonderful message He has given us to tell others. So when you go out and start telling people about Jesus, when you start telling people how wonderful Jesus is, you start telling them that He is not holding their sins against them. Hey, He is ready at any time to forgive anybody of their sin. Now, I don't care where you've been or what you've done. When you come to Christ, He removes all your sins and He redeems you, pays the price for you, and makes you a brand new creature in Christ. Brand new. Now, when you get a hold of this, I am clean, I'm pure, I'm holy. The Word of God is mine. Jesus is mine. I can do all things through Christ what strengthens me. But it's unfortunate. It takes a while to learn this. And as you learn it, chances are most of us will sin many times learning who we are in Christ. Well, you want to stay confessed up. It says, we in the next verse, it says, we are Christ ambassadors. I read that lots of times in the Bible. It didn't mean a whole lot to me. That we're Christ ambassadors. Okay, so we're His ambassadors. What does that mean? Well, then one day I saw a man that was an ambassador to the President of the United States. I said, what does an ambassador have the privilege of doing? And they said, he speaks for the President. Boy, you meditate on that a few minutes. He speaks for the President. You mean when this guy goes to a foreign country, he can tell them, and whatever he says is going to be honored by the President of the United States? They said, yes. Well, let me tell you what. You want to know who your ambassadors are, that's for sure. Because if you send somebody somewhere and he speaks for you, and then you have to honor what he says, and it was not what your convictions were, then you got a real problem. You're in deep trouble. Well, that's the privilege you and me have with Jesus. We have that privilege to be Christ ambassadors. Now, how do we learn how to be an ambassador? Through the knowledge of the Word of God. We take that knowledge and we go and teach people these things, and what we say for Him goes. If we tell people they can receive Jesus as their Savior and be healed, then hey, they can be saved and they can be healed. But if we teach them what God's Word says, and He will honor what we teach by great and mighty things happening. Now it says, God is using us, that's you and me, to speak to you. We beg you as though Christ Himself were here pleading with you because the love He offers you through the love he offers you, be reconciled to God. Think about that. Just stop and think a minute. God has told us to go out and reconcile, bring the world to him. He's already reconciled the world to himself. He said we're supposed to go sit down and talk to people and tell them about this magnificent gift. In fact, I was talking to a guy the other day. We were on a dock working on some stuff, and this man was there, and he was using some foul language and all kinds of stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, sir, what you need is Jesus. He said, son, he said, Jesus couldn't even save me. I said, oh, yes, he can. I said, Jesus can save anybody. And I said, just think. The guy turned around to me and said, I talk terrible. I've committed so many sins. I've done so many things, even God couldn't save me. I said, oh, yes, he can. See, I knew this scripture in 2 Corinthians 5. I told him, I said, right now, God is not holding your sins against you. He backed off and looked a minute. He said, you tell me that God's not holding my sin against me? I said, that's right. He's not holding your sin against you. I said, if you'll come to him right now, he will wash away every sin you've ever committed, and he'll make you a brand new creature in Christ. I didn't tell him that he would seat you in the third heaven. I didn't tell him he would make you a joint heir with Christ. I didn't tell him you can become a partaker of the divine nature of God. And all these things are yours. I just told him, you'll just need to come to Jesus. He'll forgive you. And then he'll make you a brand new creature. This guy found this so difficult to believe. But by knowing this and being able to share this with him, and after I knew I was Christ's ambassador, I knew God had told me to speak to him and to receive the love he offers, be reconciled to God. For God took the sinless Christ, now think about this, for God took the sinless Christ and poured it into him, our sins. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. As God's partners, we beg you not to move aside, not to toss aside this marvelous message of God's great kindness. So my prayer to people and for people is for them to come to Christ. I want them to know Jesus because I know that everybody that does not know Jesus is going to die and go to hell. And I don't want anybody to go there. But I have a great burden for the sick in the church as well as outside the church. I want people to be healed. I've seen thousands healed miraculously since I've learned how to deal with this situation about who I am in Christ. Because when you get a hold of this, what 2 Corinthians 5 teaches, that you're the righteousness of God in Christ. And you realize that God has sent you as an ambassador to tell them about his plan and that he wants to save them. And he's not even counting their sins against them at this point. You can just say, come over here, come into the kingdom of God, and he'll save you, and then he'll give you all these great and awesome things. All these gifts belong to you, all of them. All the spiritual gifts are yours. Divine health is yours. Salvation is yours. Everything is yours. Well, if you can convince people that that's true, then they will walk into the kingdom of God and they will get saved. How wonderful. How wonderful it is to have a God that loves us so much that when we learn that we're a joint heir with Christ, that everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to me. Whenever we get a hold of this, we begin to identify with Christ, who he was and who we are. Now then, if our Jesus is not big enough to heal the sick, then you won't be able to heal the sick. If your Jesus is not big enough to deliver somebody from a demon, then you can't do it. So that's why you've got to learn who Christ is, what he can do, And you must learn to identify yourself with him, because he is the King of Kings, and he can do anything for you that you can even, more than you can even imagine. But you only learn it after you become a new creature in Christ. And you can't become a new creature in Christ until you become a believer. So when you become a believer, that is the time you become a partaker of all this new creature stuff. And it's wonderful. Now then, to be able to go beyond this, to learn how to identify with Christ, you also must realize that Jesus, when he came to this earth, he came to destroy the works of the devil. Now then, I didn't understand the devil for a long time. I'm not here to tell you I understand him completely yet, but I know a whole lot more about him now than I did. And the more time I spend with God in the Word, the more I realize the devil has been totally, completely defeated because of Jesus that we serve told me so. I'm going to read a scripture to you to confirm this. And this is another one of the things you must know about how to identify with Christ. You must know that Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Now this is written for you in 1 John 3:7. It says, "O dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about all this. If you are constantly doing what is good, it is because you are good, even as he is good. But if you keep on sinning..." Now this is something a lot of people that go to church needs to hear. "But if you keep on sinning..." Now there's a lot of these ifs in the Word of God. "But if you keep on sinning, it shows you are..."
Back in her deep is 34 feet.
That you belong to the devil.
Back in her deep is 34 feet.
You belong to Satan.
Has it got a concrete
form? If you keep on sinning. Because when you learn that you're a child of God, you won't keep on sinning.
Yeah, right over here. Just
it says here, "But if you keep on sinning, it shows you belong to the devil, who since the first he kept steady at it. He was at sin. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil." If Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, he did it. And there's many scriptures to confirm that. But to identify with Christ, you must know all these things. And you must know that sons of God do not sin. They walk holy before God every day.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.